All right, so I think we should start while waiting for other people to come in. So, but thank you very much for the re-editing the document.
Thank you, Giovanni.
Yes, I believe
Yep.
that Giovanni's comments were mainly on editorial points and
With one exception, I think,
Yes.
yes.
And the substantial edit was done to incorporate Daniel's view as an alternative view in contrast to the majority view, right?
It just who joined? Hello?
This is Siavash. I just
Hi,
joined.
Hello,
Hi.
Siavash.
Not yes, not really. Say what was already in, you know, what was already in the initial report is say with regard to recommendation four, so that is the one vote per territory. I've already included in brackets that
I
this
see.
could just be a majority view.
Right.
And I'm still waiting for, say, edits or say what Daniel wants in the report, or maybe he doesn't want anything, then we stick to just the majority view.
Yeah.
But is it an idea that I run through the document to, because there is one, there are a few probably substantial edits I want to point out.
Yes, okay. So, shall we go through the document with the lead of Bart? Is it okay for them? For all?
Yep.
Okay, so Bart, could you lead the
Red
discussion?
line, the red line version. So,
Right.
what you see, what I've done on page one, I've say first of all, I've accepted all the edits in the original from Giovanni, but say recommendation on voting is that I've included, say, the majority view, and unless and I've added one line which says minority view, Daniel Kalchev. What say if Daniel doesn't respond over the next couple of days, and I will remind him, is if he doesn't that we send out this report, say, as a majority view, and then say, or say, with the exception of Daniel, because then it becomes clear that Daniel is opposed to the recommendation on voting. Yes? So that's so it can go either way this way. So that's on page number two.
Jacob.
Sorry?
Yep. You have a comment. Can I make a comment?
No, of course not, Shabazz.
I guess you were already talking about this when I joined in. Andrew sent an email.
Yeah.
So I, which sort of supported the same view. So are you, is he online or is he going to
I will ask
also contribute?
Shabazz, what I think, but I'll ask, say, the way I've read Andre's email, that he thinks it's a lot of words about nothing. And
Yeah, okay, that's sort of like what my own view was too. I mean, I, yeah. Okay, but you know, I don't think we've ever had a vote really on this. You know, if it ever came to a vote, I'd probably abstain because, you know, I presented the other case at Singapore meeting, and I still think neither one would make much of a difference. But so, you know, if it ever came to voting, I'd probably abstain. So I don't think the minority view is just Daniel's in a way, you know.
Okay, then we keep it to a majority view. So, and the minority is more in favor of one vote per member.
Right. I think without pinpointing, without, you know, cornering Daniel as the only minority member.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. No, I had say, as you talk to it, if you look at Danielle's email.
Hello.
Hello, who just joined?
Hello. Hello, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Am I the first person to join?
No, we started.
Okay. All right. Okay, all right.
Let me get back to Andre's.
Okay.
Let me get back to Andre's email. I think, say, if you look at the report itself and what we have what is currently in there as recommendations, I think, although it's very substantial and most of the document, say, say the one vote or say. Say one vote per member, or say the full membership is included, with the exception of the voting for very, very formal stuff like the council elections and voting in the PDP. The rest, I think everybody is in agreement that all members should be treated equally and are equal, and it doesn't matter whether there are one or maybe a trillion and CCTLDs in the country.
Yes, I think so.
So that would be my response to Andre. Okay, so I continue with say the changes.
Yes.
What I've done as well, and I hope this is more. Say I'm on page number 4. Say the bit about the is it in 4? Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's a bit later. It's on the. I've added a footnote that the working group will submit a paper with regard to the rules and guidelines. I've also included and again to clarify the situation or the case that I think that was one of Danielle's comments, say that you have one manager running two CCTLDs in different countries, and this became very clear when .GE and JJ, so Guernsey and Jersey, joined, that we're now facing this situation. And again, this is something what I suggest to the working group is because these are really CCTLDs, and therefore it's outside of scope, and that so Hero, as chair of the working group, will inform the CCNSO council. This has come up, and it should be addressed probably in another way.
Yeah.
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 So that is clarified because it was already in the document. The bit about the membership definition, that was clarified over email, and it's and so nothing changed there. Eligibility nominations is again is nothing really substantial changed. Initiation of PDP, so I'm on page number 8. Nothing changed. Voting, I'm on page number 9 now. Say one of, and that's page 9, the second paragraph on, say, the section that starts on voting. I've changed the second paragraph. I think it clarified the general rule, etc. And I've in order to accommodate some of the comments from Danielle. And again, I've say included a footnote that say where there is a manager running two CCTLDs in two different countries, that's outside of scope. Any comment on the second paragraph? If you want to, I can read it out aloud.
No comments on my side, Giovanni.
Okay.
I'm fine.
This is Mary. This is Mary.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I feel I don't, the footnotes on page 9. However, the working group is of the opinion this issue should be addressed consistently across the board.
Yeah.
Okay, the issue of one manager operating two CCPLDs.
Yeah.
So I feel need us to discuss that, because if a manager operates two CCPLDs, are we looking at CCTLD or are we looking at the manager?
At the end of the day, the manager is member of the CCNSO.
Okay.
That's the core of the membership definition.
Yes.
It's always an entity.
It's always the entity.
Yeah.
The manager of the CCTLB.
Yeah.
So is the CCTLB actually that is a member of CCNSO, not the manager?
No, the manager is a member. Yeah.
The manager is a member.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it then becomes difficult if a manager is a member and one manager has two CCTLDs. Would they have two voting rights? Would the manager, the one manager, become has two voting rights?
Yes. That's the whole issue underlying the voting. Because the manager can become member of the CCTLDs twice. Like, say, the best example, there is a current example that is with Guernsey and Jersey. They're run by the same entity. So the manager is the same, and they are member for both. So they have two votes in the CCNSO.
Well, okay. Then the implication is that it is not the person, the manager. It is not the CCTLD. So they have two. The member is not the manager, it is the CCTLD. So we need to clarify membership by CCTLD and membership by manager. Because if the manager has two votes, manager that has manages two CCTLDs, then it means that it's the CCTLD that is recognized.
Could you repeat that again? Mary? Hello? Anybody else on the call?
Yeah.
Yes, Giovanni?
Yeah,
I'm here too.
Did somebody understand? Christina Ogabi is Mary.
Sorry, yes, I just got some information. Mary dropped off the call.
Okay.
So we will try to redial her.
What I suppose is that as soon as Mary is back, we revisit this point.
Okay.
So I'll continue. So now, what
I'm sorry, Bart. Mary is back now on the call.
Okay.
Your line is muted.
Oh, my line is muted.
Hello?
Hello, Mary.
Sorry, you lost me. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
I don't want us to contradict ourselves. That's why I'm raising this point.
Could you repeat it again, please?
Okay, what I'm saying is that if we're taking a position that the manager is a member of CC, anything.
Yeah.
And if a manager manages two CCNSOs and CCCLBs that they be recognized two times.
Yeah.
That the manager will be recognized to cast two votes. So in essence, the real member of CCNSO is the CCCLB and not the manager. So I still have a point of clarification. I need that to be clarified so that we know that if a manager manages two CCTLBs, two different territories or two different countries, that one manager can have two votes, then it means that it is the CCTLB that is actually recognized and not the manager.
Let me try to clarify how it works. Currently, don't think about IDN CCLDs. The current situation is that you have several organizations running, operating two or more CCTLDs. Good example is AFNIC. Another example is NORID from Norway. And a third example is inter-aisle or inter-channels. Inter-channel runs .ga, .ge, so Guernsey, and .jj, Jersey. NORIT runs .no, .bv, and I think .sv as well. No, it's Svalbard. So they run three. Now, what happened is NORID has only applied for membership for .no as a manager because it's only the manager that can be
used.
Yes. .bv, so NORID is not a member for .bv. They could be, but they are not. Now what happened is, inter-channel, so the manager for Jersey and Guernsey applied at the same time for both Jersey and Guernsey. These are two CCTLDs. So although they have the same manager, and the manager is member, inter-channel, so Nigel Roberts, has therefore two votes in the CCNSO. NORID, the Norwegian registry, has only one because they applied only for .no, although they could apply for others as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at the end of the day, say the member is the manager, but the manager of one CCTLD. If they happen to operate two or more CCTLDs, whether it's a CCTLD or IDN CCTLD, and they apply for all the CCTLDs, so IDN CCTLDs and CCTLD they operate, they will have two or more votes within the CCNSO.
Yeah.
And that's the situation.
Why do we give them that opportunity to have two or more votes? Because of the CCTLD and not because of them as manager.
Yes.
Because that's where I have difficulty clarifying. We should be consistent if we are saying that the managers of .no manages .tv or manages .su.
Yeah.
So, because there's another CCTLD called .su and another CCTLD called .tv, that's why they can cast three votes.
Yeah.
So the real member is the CCTLD and not the manager.
It's the CCTLD manager.
Yeah, I think, may I?
Yeah.
Maybe Mary's confusion is about that. For example, .ge manager and .jj manager are logically different, although they are the same organization.
Yeah.
I think this is a confusion when we use the word manager. So logically, two CCTLD managers are different, although it's operated by one organization.
Yeah. But as the organization is the one that will cast the vote.
Yes, one organization can vote for .ge, as .ge manager and as .jj manager, right?
Yeah. So let me try to clarify this again, because I think if that's not clear enough, then that should be clarified even more, further. Okay, shall we move on?
Yes, please.
Okay, so alternative two is being, again, I have reworded it, and now is one of the major changes, again, to avoid confusion, is I've introduced the term emissary. As you may have seen from one of the emails, say in response to the emails that were sent onto the list, say using the term representative may cause further confusion because in the application form the term representative is used as well in the current application form. So if we use the term representative, in fact, in two meanings, it becomes very confusing, I would say. So I've introduced the term emissary. It has more or less, I looked it up in a dictionary, it should have more or less the same meaning, but it is another term. Any comments on this one?
Yes, I support that.
Giovanni, Mary?
No problem with the word, but I have some problem with content, if I may, when we get to that. Okay, this is really not about the PDP. It's about the footnote on page 10.
Yeah.
About the application form for CCNSO.
Yeah.
You're saying that when somebody applies for CCNSO, the person who fills out the questionnaire is automatically the person who can vote, right?
No, it's that this is just copied and pasted from the application form.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Okay, now to illustrate my point. If you go to pages 14 and 15, especially page 15, if you look at recommendation 5, let me read this.
Yeah.
In recommendation 5, you say, if there are two or more CCTLD managers in the territory who have become members of CCNSO, one of those has to be designated as representative, which means emissary, of course, of the territory for voting in the CCNSO. Now, okay, let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is if there's a conflict within the territory, they may end up with designating, they may want to designate a third person who is kind of, who would represent the balance of the two. So I think forcing this emissary to be one of the CCTLD managers may make things more difficult, in fact. So my suggestion is that we ask any CCNSO applicant, whether new or old, to designate one person as emissary. And this person doesn't have to be a CCTLD manager or the person who signed the the application form.
Siavash, I'm sorry, because the way it's currently is that the person who fills in the form has to be either the one who's listed in the IANA database as the administrative contact, or has to be somehow, he has to have the approval of the registry to sign it. But in the application form, he's actually defining who should be our primary contact, and it's the primary contact that votes. It doesn't have to be the person filling in the form.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. What I'm saying is this is causes a problem. What I'm suggesting is that we should, you know, we should ask each member to designate an emissary, and for you know, in the case of territories which have more than one CCNSO member, they should designate one emissary, which doesn't have to be. You know, it's my suggestion that it shouldn't necessarily be one of the people in the IANA database, because that's where the problem arises.
But that doesn't have to be like this today, Siavash. The person that actually is entitled to vote doesn't have to be the person in the IANA database.
And say, Siavash, I fully agree, but in the sense of in say, if the suggestion is there that it has to be a person from one of the CCTLDs or IDN CCTLDs in the territory, then I should change that, because that I think the idea was it could be anybody as long as it as that person has the support of all the members in a country or in a territory.
Yeah, that's really all I'm suggesting. I'm not, you know, all I'm suggesting is
that we stick to the word emissary only in the context if there are two or more members in a country or in a territory. Because otherwise it gets confusing again. So it becomes more or less a term in the context of these bylaws with specific meaning.
Yeah, okay. So do I understand correctly you're saying you're going to change the wording in Recommendation 5, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, it should be very clear that this person doesn't need to be a member, or say designated as the representative. Yeah, I'll change that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Recommendation 5. Yep. Yes. Okay, let me go up again. What are the major changes? Had the minority view, majority view, so Recommendation 4. Let's scroll up again. We were on page 10. Recommendation 4 is slightly changed, but that's already covered in, say, on page 2. Say the introduction of the term emissary. We've covered that one. Appointment of a mystery. And so going to Recommendation 5, I will have a look and review this section again as well, Gavaz, so that it is consistent.
Yeah.
Then, again, appointment of a mystery is a local matter and should be organized at local level in territory. What I've included, and that's based on, again, the email exchanges, is if this mechanism takes an advice or suggestion that members who are facing the need to appoint an emissary develop a workable procedure, with fixed terms, as say Giovanni suggested. But that's, at the end of the day, it's a local matter. One of the changes, I think this is on page, let me check, 15. Giovanni suggested the word planned. I think the word envisioned captures more what happened in 2003 to 2002-2003, when the quorum was designed. Then scrolling down, that was it. These were the major changes.
Okay, thank you, Bart. So, does anybody has comment?
So,
no.
If nobody has comments, I want to propose the following. Say, today I will review and check again. And review recommendation 5 and look at the language and the issue Mary raised, see if I can clarify it. I will send it to the working group today, and what I'll do is I will make very clear that, say, recommendation 4 on the one vote per territory is a majority view. So without maybe even imply that a minority of the view is more in favor of a one vote per member, because that's the implication. But I will keep it in the in the summary, and send it to the working group list again. And if possible, I suggest that. I will ask to say if everybody agrees with the final text, so I can publish it or open it a public comment period on this one early next week, so just before the Dakar meeting. And secondly, if I open the public comment period, I'll suggest to keep it open until mid-December or something. Because that will provide people enough time to, or maybe even the first of December. Because then we have November, and we have a meeting. And
Mary here.
Sorry. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
She was Mary rejoined. She was dropped off the call.
But I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so
I'm rejoining.
Let me recap.
I'm sorry, Mary's back here. I'm sorry, we have some challenges.
Yeah, that's very clear.
Connection challenges, I'm sorry about that.
Let me repeat again what I said, Mary. So what I'll do is I'll update this draft again and look at recommendation 5, try to clarify the bit about manager and CCTLD, and say in the summary and recommendation 4, say just state this is a majority view and that a minority of the working group is more in favor of one vote per member. I'll resend it to the list and ask if people agree with the final text. And then hopefully we can publish this for public comment early next week, just in time for the Dakar meeting. And I suggest to the working group we keep the public comment open until the 1st of December. Is that okay with you?
Yes, I think it's perfect. How others think?
It's okay by me. No problem.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
And for the Dakar meeting, Say for the Dakar meeting, hopefully during next week, I have time to update and adjust the paper on the rules and guidelines again to reflect, say, this. But say, it's only useful to finalize that bit when we have an understanding where the community wants to go with the one vote per member or one vote per territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
So, do you have any comments or your opinions on how we proceed? Is it okay for you all? What Bob said?
Yeah. It's okay for me.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bart, for your leading. So I think today's agenda was done so far. So any other business? If not, thank you all.
Thank you, Hiro.
Thank you.
Hope to see you in Dakar.
Yep.
Hope you all are coming to Dakar.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.